Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Tice Masich, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Tice.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its crop report Thursday for the period from September 30th to October 6th. What did we see in terms of weather over the past week, and how did that affect harvest progress?
Yeah, it continues to be pretty dry in Saskatchewan. There wasn't much for rainfall aside from a few scattered showers in the northwest and then eastern parts of the province. So producers were able to get a lot of harvest done, and more producers are continuing to wrap up with harvesting and combining and that sort of thing. So harvest around the province is now 93% complete, which is behind the five-year average, but ahead of the 10-year average. So we're right where we should be for this time of year for the most part. The dry conditions over the last few weeks allowed harvest progress to really catch up in the province. In terms of what crops are currently coming off, winter wheat and pulses have been off for a couple of weeks now. And then most spring cereal crops are off as well. For all spring cereal crop types, so oats, barley, spring wheat, are all more than 95% harvested. So there's only a few acres of these spring cereal crops left out in the field here and there, but for the most part, those are off. And producers with crops out in the field, they're mainly just working to take off their canola, which is at 89% harvested, and then some of their smaller acreage crops like mustard, which is 91% harvested, flax, which is 61% harvested, chickpeas, which are 70% harvested, and then soybeans, which are only 60% harvested.
What are we seeing in terms of both quality and yields, and what have been the factors influencing those two factors?
Yeah, for sure. So our reporters gave us their yield information again this past week, and it stacks up very similar to how it was a month ago back in September. All crop types, the average yields across the province for all crop types are above the historical averages. That doesn't necessarily mean it's a record-breaking crop. It just means that it's an above-average crop for this year, which producers in most areas are satisfied to see. But again, there's some variation in crop yields throughout the province, and that was mainly dependent on how much dry conditions and how much moisture there was throughout the growing season, and that obviously influenced pest activity too, which could have affected yields. But in general, the best yields are coming from the east central, west central, northeast, southeast regions, and then the poorest yields are in the southwest and northwest areas. In terms of putting numbers to these crops, spring wheat yielded 51 bushels an acre, barley yielded 71 bushels an acre, canola and field peas both yielded 42 bushels an acre, and then lentils yielded 1,922 bushels an acre. In terms of quality, we got new information on hard red spring wheat quality in the province. The provincial average for spring wheat grades was higher than the 5 and 10 year average, so it's good to see that quality is a bit better this year. 65% of hard red spring wheat graded in the 1 can to west category. 27 was 2 can to west, 6% was 3 can to west, and only 2% graded as feed. So some good quality, but like with crop yields, there's some variation as well. And the factors influencing variation was just mainly due to how dry conditions followed by how much moisture there was, and then pest activity, that sort of thing. So in general, the best quality is being seen in the west central, east central, and southeast regions, where they had more consistent moisture and favorable growing conditions throughout the growing season. And then the southwest had the lowest hard red spring wheat quality, and that's mainly due to the dry spring that they had all the way up until middle of July. Then they had some pretty heavy rainfall in those areas, which could have impacted the quality as well. And then there were some pest activities that might have influenced the final grades for hard red spring wheat in that region.
How close are producers to wrapping things up for this year, and what might we expect to see over the next week or so?
Yeah, so in my estimate, I think most producers will be wrapped up in the next 7 to 10 days. Like I mentioned before, lots of producers have already finished combining. But those that still have crop left out in the field, I think with some good weather over the next couple of days, that should really allow them to get lots of crop off there. In parts of the province, there's some moisture and even snow forecasted for over the weekend, maybe Sunday, Monday sort of thing. So I expect producers to be working hard over the next couple of days to really get the rest of the crop off before those conditions hit.
And is there anything that you would like to add?
As crops are coming off and as producers are finishing up combining, that's certainly not the end of the line for producers in terms of fall work. They're going to just going to be transitioning into different fall tasks. So producers will be fixing up equipment that might have got broken or anything during harvest. And then they'll be also be spraying for weeds, harrowing. Some are applying anhydrous ammonia right now in northern parts. And then other producers are baling straw and moving livestock away from the pasture back home for the winter. So that's pretty much what producers are up to now that harvest is starting to wrap up in many places.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Bruce.
Our guest has been Tice Masich, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.